Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? Bing is for doing it. We are here doing another AfterBuzz TV episode for the... What was I going to say?
He doesn't even know.
Whole wrong show, girl. It's Monday. I miss my Bad Girls Club. Real Housewives of Atlanta, Season 5, Episode 2.
Yes, sir.
Excess Breeds.
Woo-hoo.
I'm your host, DJ Jesse Janity. Unfortunately, Stephanie Bauer is not here with us tonight.
Ms. Bauer.
She's doing the Twilight premiere, so get your life.
She's so fancy. Get your life.
but we are joined in studio by... Mikey Watts.
Hello, hello. You almost stumped on my name there.
I didn't, but I was going to do ladies first, but okay. Since she's new, I want to give her
only
own
one
little
lady
special segment.
Yeah.
A little shout out to our newest panelist.
Hello.
Miss Corinne Williams, girl.
Hi. Imagine that I have 18 inches and I'm flicking the inches. What a do, boo.
And of course, you know we have our favorite on the line, Miss Courtney Stewart.
Hi.
Hey.
Ooh, this season is
juicy.
Now, here's the thing, because last season, we were like kind of bored with it. It was kind of slow at the beginning, and it spiced up towards the end.
It was whack all last season a little bit.
But this season?
What?
Started off with a bang.
Bizang.
Bang, bang.
And it ended last week with a bang with the whole Kenya Cynthia thing, and we're definitely going to get into that because that was the topic of all the girls' conversations.
I have to say, Kenya, she's ballsy.
I love.
She's ballsy. To get up at somebody's party and speak, like, who are you?
And she clowns the person who threw the party.
Right.
I'm like, dang.
She's ballsy.
She has balls.
I know why.
Kenya is crazy. Yeah.
She is crazy.
Not ballsy. The hoe's crazy. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call her hoe. The woman is crazy.
I love her. I really like Kenya. She's really trying to make, like, her staple. You know, because this is Nene's last season with the Housewives, and Kenya's like, yo, I'm about to be here. I'm the new Lenny Felix, getting my life.
To put it like Cynthia
Boo
said,
bye.
I knew she was crazy as a road lizard before I met her. Quote from Cynthia.
I like that.
Wait, well, before we get into Kenya, let's talk about Kim.
Right, Courtney.
Let's talk about Miss Wiggy for a second.
Why is Sweetie there? Bored as hell.
Why was she wearing that wig?
Why was she wearing that wig? Why,
girl? That red lip don't do it for you,
honey. And then the piercings in the face.
I feel like she feels like she's going to get a spinoff show or something. Like, why are you all of a sudden now you dressed up and, like, laid out specifically? Like,
who? Sweetie?
Sweetie. She, like, always prepped for the camera this season.
I will say her.
Yeah, she does, but she's not saying anything. She's so boring. Like, she doesn't want to be there at all.
I feel like her mouth is a little bit... she's coming back at Kim a little bit.
No. Oh. You know why? Because I think she got tired of the slave comments.
Right.
And I can say this because I'm black. She does act like Kim's slave. Get your life.
Get your life.
Get your life.
Well, I mean, so Kim's whole dilemma this episode is she's homeless. Leave it to some rich ass white person to be talking about. I'm homeless, bitch. You living in here?
There's kids on the street. Come on,
mind you, you own another house, but you don't want to go to.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say. And that house, that townhouse that you own, is Big Papa's, and she doesn't want to go there because KJ, who's like 9 months, doesn't have a basketball court. Get your life.
You.
He's still pooping in his diapers. What?
Right.
I can't. I can't.
She was like, I don't want to bring the baby home to a townhouse.
Yeah.
Like, does the baby know what the hell a townhouse is?
Right.
Like, come on now.
It's because they need every inch of their 17,000 square feet.
Good night. I'm dead.
Girl, bye. You're sleeping half the damn time. Like, as soon as this girl has a little bit of stress, she's like, oh, I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed and pretend like none of this ever happened.
And why is she stressed? She got an assistant, a maid,
a nanny,
a housekeeper. Come on. What is she stressed about?
Girl, all you do is lay there and get
pregnant.
Right. I was going to be a little more explicit, but yes.
She knows how to open them legs.
Right.
But where are the little girls at?
I haven't seen them all.
Yeah. The first two episodes, we haven't seen them.
Shoulder shrug. I mean, they were kind of boring. I mean, I love the children.
You know what? I'm glad they're not on the show because I felt like they were overexposed.
I just want to know if Corey's hitting so-and-so.
I felt like they were overexposed last season.
What, Courtney, what did we say?
Overexposed. Brielle probably already made her move and they sent her ass away.
She got a black
belt. Like, you're going to boarding school for the rest of your high school year.
No. I don't know. I'm tired of it. But did y'all peep that Sweetie and Kim wear the same wigs with the China bangs and the straight hair?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's not synthetic anymore, though. Hallelujah.
Mm. It's that real hair, that good hair.
Girl, it's that Remy. Ow.
It still looks horrible, though.
That's what Sweetie's working for. Kim ain't paying her. She's just like, look, I'll hook you up with a wig.
Yeah, because weave hair is expensive. I'm saving my coins for weave here right now.
That 18 inches.
Honey, I can't afford
the real one.
So, all right. Then it's Kim's birthday. So, Croy. I mean, he's a... God bless. I mean, she must have a magical...
Is she retarded? Like, do you think he's slow?
Why, yes.
I mean, he really...
He's
like
a southern gentleman. I think he's just...
He's not no southern gentleman. He's from Montana.
Exactly,
that's
Courtney.
That's southern, eh? That's Montana.
Get your life on out of
this
world.
We're sending you back to social studies.
Bye.
Bye. That's geography, by the way.
Which you learn in social studies. Okay. So they go on the boat. Croy brings her on this boat. They're wearing both white. Very cute. Very romantic. Mm-hmm. He has all of her... Bitch, this ain't Oprah. Like, all her favorite things.
He said this ain't Oprah.
Where are you going with that big ass cake?
Right. You get a hot wing. You get a hot wing.
You get a $1 million cake. You get a $1 million
cake. Is anybody worried about the fact that she should be worried about getting her home instead of spending money on a lavish boat and food?
No, they got Sweetie.
And a bracelet.
They got Sweetie worrying about that.
They are rich, honey. They are very rich.
They are laid with money.
Very rich.
Okay, so then he gets her a gift, which I think is very sentimental. I mean, it was the bracelet that she really liked from her wedding special. That was cute.
Shoulder shrug.
It was real cute, but yo, I mean, I don't know what his contract was, but is he really making money like that? Mm.
I heard he wasn't making that much money. I mean,
he's not.
He went over that last season, I believe.
Yeah, he got at the end of their season. Remember, he signed I don't know.
But it was only like $5 million over a span of
3 years, I think.
3 years, right?
Yeah.
So that money's probably going towards the house where.
What house?
Well, when they find whatever their situation is. And the money for the bracelet, he probably, you know, the chump change from the show.
The bracelet alone was like, wasn't that bracelet like $500,000?
Girl, I don't know.
Wait, okay, so. I didn't get the bracelet thing. So she didn't own it when she wore it at her wedding?
No, it was borrowed because I'm pretty sure it was like $500,000.
Right, it was pulled. Whatever. Beyond that, they had a cute little session and Kim just wanted to hop on his piece again that night.
Okay. I was checking out all her bracelets when she was
rocking
on the boat.
She
had her Chanel's and her...
That stuff is pulled. I don't believe that.
Well, remember last season, Croy said that she is very denting on the wallet. So my advice to Croy, Mr. Montana, honey, you better stop before you be tardy for the party.
Or
tardy.
Just saying.
Tardy for the taxes.
Right.
And the thing is that I found really interesting was, why was Sweetie the one who was most logical in telling Kim that she needed to move back into the townhouse that she already owns?
That's why I said Sweetie's mouth is getting live. She's coming with it.
That was only one, though. Like, for the rest of the season, she's not going to have anything else to say.
Oh, she ain't going to be on no more because Kim will be exiting, right?
Clearly. Yeah. Bye, Kim.
Sweetie's like, I'm going to step it up.
Bye,
I'm going to be the new housewife.
Bye, Felicia.
I'm going to be the new housewife in this bitch.
Of what?
Imagine Sweetie be taking Kim's spot.
Please. She's going to be the new cleaning.
She just sit there in the corner of a mad dumb like.
She's going to be cleaning Candy's house while they went over there talking about her last week. Talking about Candy living the hood. Anyway.
Well, speaking of Candy.
Okay. Yeah.
I like Candy and Todd together.
I do. I like Todd.
Why? Seems what like are you making cool the face
I was thinking. I do like them.
I think it's cute.
He's a cool guy.
They seem fun together. Maybe a little too soon for them to be making all these damn plans.
You think? You think?
But, all right, we'll go with it. They're doing a little home improvements. Phaser comes over. And
That's a big-ass house. That house is huge.
It is, and it's a dream house, and they'll probably stay in it for a very long time and have lots of babies run around.
Well, hope not.
Ooh, I hope
now, not. Here's my thing. Phaedra gave a whole different story than Kim did when Kim went and visited. Phaedra was like, ooh, this is a nice neighbor. You got doctors, lawyers, everybody around
and
here.
And gated.
Anybody who's everybody lives in this neighborhood. That's exactly what Miss Phaedra said with her white pants on.
That's really why she didn't want the dog jumping up. I'm mad. Can we just talk about...
Please.
You don't like... That's why you don't like dogs, girl. That's why you opening up... You are a mortician for animals because you don't like dogs.
She said it. I like them when they're dead. I don't do live animals.
Phaedra cracks me up. I love me some Phaedra.
I love Phaedra
she,
too.
The things that she says, it's so like offbeat. I'm like, really, girl? But she just rolls with it each and every time. Like, she commits to the end. I love it.
She does. Mm-hmm. I love her little.
Yeah.
Her little.
Yeah.
Her eye rolls.
Honey, I don't know, girl.
I love when she gets to talking about big booties. I love when she
the
talks about
big old donkey booty.
Donkey booty. Yeah.
But the best Phaedra for me was when they went out to lunch with Kenya and Candy. And Kenya was telling about the Cynthia thing. And she was like, and you know I had to have my security come. She was like, finished a sip of water. She was like, Security?
She said in her confessional, she said, now the great late Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Dick Clark has security. You got security?
What you need that
oh,
for?
Oh, I was crying. I said, I know that's right, Phaedra, but let's go to the lunch. See, Candy is messy.
What? She is. I love Candy.
I don't love anymore.
I do.
I'm starting.
Ooh, Courtney. Courtney, give me a Phaedra on the phone.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Okay, now why is Candy messy? Can you explain that to me?
She's messy because, okay, breaking it down into the lunch when they were getting to know Kenya. So all of a sudden, she passive-aggressively brings up, oh, didn't you just work with Cynthia on something?
Mm-hmm.
She already knew, but she's being messy trying to bring it up. And of course, she knew what happened,
mm-hmm.
but she's just adding fuel to the fire. Knowing Kenya's screws are a little bit loose, she went all the way
they
in.
Have to do that.
And Kenya lied, too. She was lying to that whole conversation.
Lied.
I was like, look at this grown woman lie through her teeth, knowing it's going to be on camera. Everybody's going to find out.
Yes.
She's like, well, you know, I was just saying it was too much crack, and I was just giving her pointers. But no, you were being a straight up.
Beyond that.
Biatch. Like, come on now.
Boo boo. Jet Magazine did not ask you.
Not ask you.
I was
oh, yeah.
That was
Cynthia asked you.
Cynthia extended her hand out.
Only because you're a house girlfriend.
And thought, you know what?
Any of us looked up her Jet Beauty of the Week photos?
No,
because
I
still
want
to find out if this is true.
I believe it's true.
Yeah.
It is definitely true.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But
it's Jet Magazine. Like
I could be on that.
Right.
Yeah.
She's like, Jet, call me up.
Holler. Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah, I don't know. And then another reason why Candy's messy, when we were at the, when we viewed the party that Cynthia threw for Nene, then Nene's giving her speech about, we don't lift up women enough and et cetera, et cetera. And then Candy throwing shade. Well, it wasn't long ago when you was having issues.
That's not messy. That's
shade.
True.
That's mess. Because she didn't have to do that.
She said it in her confessional.
Yeah. It was not necessary.
But
that's okay, because Miss Nene came for her today on the blogs. Get your life.
Well, let's talk about Miss Cynthia's blog for a second.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Miss Cynthia's blog. Well, it was very interesting.
It was an open letter, excuse me.
It was her open letter. She basically gave us what the real story, or at least her version of what happened during the bail agency jet tryout or whatever it was. So, but it was kind of more of like a read. So she would just go off what Kenya was saying, and then she would put in her little reads.
Yes.
So one of them, and I quote, Kenya, where is your dermatologist? Was one of the lines.
You know what? No shade, but when she was talking to Walter all night, I'm like, what is that?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's something weird with her face.
It looks like she was like a fish and like the hook got caught in her mouth.
She also went on to say that Kenya was crazy as a robed lizard, as I said earlier. She said, I knew she was crazy as a robed lizard, but I still extended an invitation
to her. What girl is a robed lizard?
I guess Kenya.
I don't know. Is a robed lizard crazy?
Mm-hmm. A possum? I'm like, I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Did you say a possum? This one says pop. I can't.
That's Miss Cynthia trying to read. Miss Cynthia trying to read, talking about. She just came up with some shit. She crazier than a rope lizard. Like,
right.
What?
I mean, Cynthia is from Alabama, y'all. I mean,
right. Yeah, that's that country talk.
She knows what a rope lizard is.
Right.
I don't, but she do. What else did she say?
Those are my quotes. Those were the best.
Well, okay,
quotes.
And then
the dermatologist was the best part.
Mm-hmm. Bump over to Candy's blog, because Candy also did an open letter. Reading Kim.
And read. Red Kim fulfilled, actually. She basically stated, you know, Kim was a little bit jealous.
Clearly. A lot.
I don't... And she also said, you know, she's moving into her dream home, so she did feel like Kim is hating, because she was kind of in that has-no-home, homeless state. Which she does with, if we can even call her homeless. Candy's wasn't really a read. It was just being like, I felt this way. She shouldn't be commenting on where I live.
No, she did read. And she also said, and Sweetie was making comments, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And she said, Sweetie, where do you live? You don't even have a place to live. Okay.
I was gonna say, does Sweetie still live with Kim?
Girl, who knows what's going on? And then she said to Kim, she said about Kim, she was like, and Kim, you're calling the area that I live in ghetto. She was like, but your antics and what you're doing, sitting in a house waiting till they push you out.
Or they evict you.
That's ghetto.
That's right. Ooh, I forgot she had said
so
that.
So go and get your life and get up out of mine. Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing, I wish she commented on, because I want to give a shout out to Jen in Georgia on Twitter. She kept tweeting me. She wouldn't tell me. She's like, did you hear what Kim named her baby? Now, we all know last episode, Candy kept saying, I want to name my baby Cash.
Cash.
Well, guess what Kim named her child?
Cash.
Cash with a K.
Now, do you think that's... Is that just her being, like, white and just naming her kid Cash? Or is that really because of Candy? I mean...
Look, at this point, I don't know.
Isn't that a normal name, Caucasian name, Cash?
I don't know. I've
met a couple guys named Cash before.
I have white friends, and none of them are their families.
So where do you think that's,
Cash?
I mean, the thing is, I always wanted to name my kid Cash, and I was just like, oh, it's something different, and now Candy done ruined it, Kim done ruined it for me, so now I gotta come up with something different. Kim ruined it for me.
So this is a boy. She had another boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, and her boys are big. That KJ is a beast.
He is. And I think they think he's older than what he is, because what was Croy sitting in the baby thing talking to him like he was going to talk back? Like,
they think he's
asking him questions. I could be a few like, hey, baby, you hit daddy suck.
While Kim over there talking about sucking dick. Right. So, come on now.
Okay, thank you for bringing that up, because in my mind, I was like, that is totally inappropriate.
Right.
I'm not going to be talking about the things that I'm going to be doing with my husband with the help.
Who's very...
Yeah, right. I'm just saying.
The help.
That's her friend. That's not the help.
Girl,
that started the fight last year.
That's the help. Nene called her the slave. I'm just saying. I didn't say it. I'm just agreeing.
The
save
help.
Your crocodile tears. All right. So
somebody needs to help her wig out, though.
Oop.
Honey.
Boo boo boo.
At least
boop.
It's not synthetic. Thanks for that.
All right. So before we get into the rest of stuff, I want to give a shout out to you guys for tuning in. You guys were listening to us all summer long. We appreciate it. You guys also got us in the top 10 for iTunes. We love you for that.
Aww.
We want to.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We love that you guys watch us on YouTube. Yes. But what we really need you to do is download, subscribe, and rate us on iTunes. Rate us 5 stars. And then leave us a comment or opinion, what you guys think. And then we'll read it. You know, we'll give you a shout out on iTunes. We love that you do it on YouTube. But if you give us a shout out on iTunes, we'll shout you out.
Do it on both.
Yeah. Yeah. Just copy and paste.
Right.
Right.
Control C, Control V.
And leave your Twitter handle, because some of y'all iTunes names, I cannot with some of them. So just leave your Twitter handle and we'll give you a shout out.
What? You don't know how to pronounce them, or?
Some of them be having like I-I-I-I-I-I-O. Like, I don't know how to say that on air. It takes up too much time.
Jesse is a mess, y'all.
I can't. It's a mess. Girl, speaking of a mess.
Man.
Let's talk about the little workout situation. Phaedra, NeNe, and Miss Cynthia went to some...
Why was NeNe barefoot?
Honey, because NeNe probably showed up with her Louboutins, honey.
What was Phaedra doing showing off her booty, making it pump?
Because
she was like, watch it jump.
To
watch
that
it
man,
jump.
Huh?
Right.
I was like, that is inappropriate.
Oh, you were married.
No, hold up. Because, first of all, that was smart for her because that's going to segue her into whatever booty video
the
she's going to create.
The workout video. I don't...
But did y'all catch Miss Cynthia? Because obviously that's Cynthia's gym.
Yeah.
I don't know if you caught the... her talking to the guys, but I feel like it was Cynthia's gym. And then the trainer, the way he like walked over and like
caressed her back,
and how he took that shirt off,
like Miss Phaedra says,
he said,
"I ain't one to gossip.
Your break is over,
girl. Bye. I ain't one to gossip, Miss Phaedra. Bye." So
I ain't mad. He had a nice little body. I was like, "Ow, right. Is you single, sweet me boo?"
That's what's going on in Atlanta.
Holler.
Yeah. I need to be in the mood. No, I'm just
So, other than the fact, NeNe, I need you to go see if you got athlete's foot after that whole situation. That is dirty. So, they're doing their little workout and everything. NeNe is attempting to get her workout on. And then they bring up the whole Kenya situation. And I think Phaedra is messy.
No, Phaedra's
why?
Messy.
Messier than Candy.
No,
I don't.
Candy is queen of the messy. She gets the messy crown. Why Phaedra?
Phaedra was, and I love Phaedra, because I don't mind a little mess in my life.
Phaedra's not messy.
She was like, Phaedra did not say that story how it was. I will say I'm glad Phaedra did keep it around. I was like, I liked her. She was funny, because I thought Phaedra was going to be a little bit.
A flipper, flopper.
Pull back.
Like Cynthia.
Mm-hmm.
Phaedra's never been fake.
Yeah.
So
she's always been very, like, straight up. I said it. This is that.
And always neutral.
Always neutral. And I think that Phaedra is very wise because she chooses what she says.
She does, so that she can just, like, sit back and
she
be
thinks
like,
carefully of everything that comes out of her mouth. She can account for that later.
Exactly.
And then she goes back to the other neutrals like Candy and spills all the tea.
No, that's what Candy does. And then Candy totally flips it.
Girl, I think they ran the same shoe size on
just,
that
to me, she has a lot of class. Even when she went, it was her idea to invite the other girls.
Exactly.
But she still made it seem like NeNe wanted to invite.
Yeah.
That's to me, that's the classy woman right there.
I do agree with that. That was very. But let's talk about
she
that party.
Classy.
Miss Cynthia's like, you know, just all up inside NeNe's bleached asshole. Like, just talking about. Newly bleached. Talking about, ooh, NeNe, girl, you have so much success right now. I want to throw a party for you. NeNe says, I don't want it to be about me. Let's call it a woman empowerment mixer.
Goodbye.
That was nice, NeNe. Goodbye.
No, that was...
I love NeNe.
I love her, but let me throw something. A woman empowerment mixer.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all the women in power.
She says she wants to celebrate all the women.
And I love it. And I love that she wanted... She said Kim should come and all the other girls.
She still threw a little shade when they mentioned Kim.
It was.
I mean, if I were NeNe, I would have done the same thing. I probably would not
have
invited
Kim
her.
Do? Why is she a woman in power?
She is.
She married an athlete.
She power drilled her way.
She knows how to use that
power
box.
And
hold up. She has a very successful wig collection.
Holler. Yes, she does.
So, I mean.
I'm sorry.
I think
she is super.
I haven't worn a wig from Kim, so I don't know.
Well, I don't want one, but I think, yeah, I think Kim is successful.
I mean, we'll give it to her. Come on.
She knows.
Now, if Sheree was in there, I'd be like, mm-hmm.
Sheree is successful. Her house is built, boo.
Girl.
Casa Sheree exists.
Chateau Sheree.
Girl, Chateau Sheree.
Yeah, signed under her mother's name on the...
She said...
Now it's under her daughter's name, who she sold it to her daughter for $1 because her mom sold it to Sheree for $1. Okay?
What?
Yeah. And then the government found out because she still owes her divorce attorney's lawyers. Her, I mean, fees.
I'm mad you know all the dirt on Sheree.
Yes, honey. And so then she... they were like, tap, tap, shoulder tap, Sheree... Give us the keys to the house. So then Sheree did a quick sale to her daughter, sold it to her daughter for $1 so that she won't have to pay anything. But nobody lives in there, and it's done on the outside, but in the inside, it's not even complete.
That is so trifling.
Get your life. Just Google it.
That is trifling. Mm-hmm.
That story has a lot of holes.
That's hood life. That's hood living.
God.
She must still be on that air mattress in the little
She had to. She had to borrow it from
that
her son.
Poor boy.
With her Gucci suit.
That boy is like 12 years old at 6'2" and had to sleep on that little bitty air mattress. I'm so mad at that.
Courtney, you just slayed me. Like, I'm dying over here. I can't. You said the air mattress.
Can we get to Kenya drama?
Wait. I was just about to go there. But before we talk about her and Walter and that joke of
Walter.
Situation.
And that flat top.
Need to talk about that.
Looking like Jermaine Jackson.
Let's talk about Kenya's family life. She was raised by her aunt.
Her auntie.
I love her aunt.
I like her aunt.
I love her auntie.
I like
beautiful
her.
And classy. She keeps it real, too. And smart. And she puts her in check.
She's like, and I'm going to hang all my pictures up here. She was like, that's a little narcissistic, but that's you. I'm like, your aunt just read you on TV, yo.
Now, here's the other thing.
She didn't just read, but she read.
Here's the difference between someone who doesn't have money and someone who does. When Candy talks about her house, she says, oh, you know, I just got this house. It's the house of my dreams. Never talks about how big it is, how much it was. She'll be like, you know, I got a real good deal on it, you know.
And she's like, I'm lucky to
now,
have
Now, Miss Kenya.
But wait, she did. Candy does say, I paid cash.
She does.
Right, because the girls
and
come for her.
And she should, because that is impressive.
Right.
Okay.
And it's because the girls do have
they
tried
come
to come for her. So she does.
They
she's
do.
Taking a little jabs. Now, Miss Kenya. She pulls a little, because Nene does this too. You know, I moved out here all by myself, and I'm living in a beautiful, big house. Girl, no one had to know it was big. We can see it. We're witnessing it. We're experiencing it with you. Let me be the judge of how big
that
your house
money
is.
She made off of that butt modeling career. Go ahead.
Okay, did y'all hear that her butt was fake?
Her butt modeling. Yeah.
Did you hear that too? Okay. What do you think? It's just a real fake butt or injections?
Well, injections is hot nowadays, so you never know.
Injections.
But you know what?
She got
I can't give her that
Minaj.
Much life because Kenya is a veteran. She's not young.
She's beautiful.
Yeah,
though.
She's been
around for a while.
And she's always had a butt. Like, it's not like she was small.
I think that
juicy.
I think that's her physique.
And if she, I mean, if it is true that she got injections... Girl, you need to get them redone because
it was
big, but it wasn't like Candy. You know, we'd be looking at Candy like,
oh, Candy got a dog.
Candy got cakes
for days.
Kizakes.
All right, so
get that insured.
Then we find out a little tea about Miss Kenya and about her past relationships. The auntie didn't like the first one, and then apparently there was a second one who they didn't want to name.
He must, yeah.
Because I thought it was interesting. Because I was waiting for her to say the first guy that she said's name wasn't happening. So there was someone in the middle.
Yeah.
That she was like, he didn't treat you right. I didn't like the way he talked to you and treated you.
Yeah.
So I wonder what kind of maybe it was abusive or something.
You know what I picked up from that whole conversation is Kenya's very insecure.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Just from that conversation?
I mean.
It took you
wait,
that long.
I mean, okay. I kind of figured, but this
you
solidified it for me.
You nasty models?
This solidified it for me.
Okay.
She's just see the conversation between her and her aunt. I get she's insecure. It's written in stone now.
And her aunt definitely knows it because when she was crying, you could just see how she catered to her and babies.
That was
her.
A fake ass cry. She plays games.
No, I really.
She's crazy.
That's. How is she going to break down after... Your opinion just matters to me. Like, this is the real world. Everybody has an opinion.
I felt that that was real because I did. Think about like the relationship you have with your parents or those who you care most about. Their opinion matters above everybody else's. Like, I'm out here in LA, like, I don't care what anybody else has to say, but if my mom is like, I'm just disappointed, I'm a mess.
But like, even if your mom says, I don't like that man for you, I mean, yeah, you take that in consideration, but you're not going to let that ruin your whole relationship.
Yes, I am, because right, mama knows.
Right, and we also don't know, because she's... we also don't know what happened with that. Like, it could have been something bad. And if she was in love with him, and, you know, mentally you can be in a bad relationship and everyone else sees it and you don't.
True that.
Well, apparently it was also an abusive relationship and she got stabbed with a nail file. So maybe Auntie knew
that.
Whoa,
hang on.
Maybe that's what that thing on her...
Wait, what
is... news and gossip.
Courtney, please.
What is that all about,
Courtney? I had never heard that.
Apparently that was quite a while ago, though, so I don't know what happened in between time, but... she had a very abusive supposed relationship, and she did a whole interview with People Magazine about it back in 93.
Oh, that's a long
time. Oh, girl, you go back to 93.
like you doing interviews in 93.
I don't know. But, you know, she was, like, engaged, like, 3 or 4 times. So just Google and find out.
So she's working on her next one, Walter.
Stab somebody with the nail file, though.
I mean, it's there. If it's there, and you need to get to somewhere.
Anything works,
what
honey.
What was she doing?
Right.
I don't know.
Ooh, that could be ratchet. Like, what you say? Huh?
Ask Foxy Brown, who be beating up her nail technicians. Get your life, Foxy. I'm just saying.
All right, let's talk about getting ledged with Walter. Now, this is somebody who the aunt wants to meet really bad. What did you guys get from this situation? Because I felt awkward throughout the entire conversation.
With her and Walter.
I feel like Walter should have ran out the door.
I feel like he's her sponsor. And now she's trying to be more serious with him, and he's kind of like, girl, you know what this is. Like,
I personally felt like he was cast to play her boyfriend. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, when you're into somebody, you know, I've been in a long-distance relationship, and when I'm newly in their city, like, I'm all up under them. And she just was like,
chilling.
Feed me. You're here with your flat top. It's not even hot. You've had it since 62. Like, what? You know, so I just felt like he was cast, like somebody to bring her on. I mean, to, you know, be her man friend during this duration. In addition, I don't know. It just didn't seem.
Well, then
authentic.
He brings up that he asked Candy out.
Well, because she asked, though. And she goes crazy.
That's
that
crazy.
Was so great.
Now, she's cray.
Yeah. It was great. It was a power move, I think, in order to get him in check. Like, feel bad for
she
me.
Had to
I'm
leave
the victim.
The table to go to the ladies'
collect
room.
Herself.
It was not that serious.
She was hostile because she's thinking, I'm way flyer than Candy. How on earth did she shoot you down? But I'm gonna go for you.
Oh yeah, it was an ego.
That's called
that
insecurity.
Was Brewster ego.
Right. And insecurity, because then you come back and he calls you chocolate and you're just wide open like, oh, I know a man that loves chocolate. I love like.
But you, I mean, she even calls it out. She's like, now she's going to use
that.
It against me. And I'm like, oh my, you haven't even fought with this girl yet, and you're still thinking ahead that she's going to use it against you.
And out of all the housewives, Candy is the last one to do that about a man.
Exactly. And the mere fact that she would
Courtney, you disagree with that?
The mere fact that she would
I don't think she's the last one that would use it against her, especially if they like got into a conversation and she was acting up. Candy would be like, bitch,
I'm sorry.
I did to her face.
Look at the...
But, like, you with my trash. Like, I didn't even want that. She
of
would
course
totally
Candy
didn't.
Well, Candy wants a young... muscular man, not
flat top.
Not Greg.
Look. I mean,
hey,
look at
Greg
Walter.
Is an old school player. He know how to put it down.
I was
he
mad when you showed up to that gay pride, era. Though. Greg and all his glory.
I like
in
Greg.
West Hollywood.
I like Greg and Nene. I do. I like.
They deserve each other. They're good together.
But Walter and Kenya. Hotmess.com. I don't think he takes her seriously, like, looking at it. That's why I say that it's just, like, he was off of LAcasting.com. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're like, we need an older black man who has legitimate success. makes six figures with a flat top. Like, I don't think...
Looking for love.
Yeah, Kenya's so... Like, to me, she's gorgeous. She's really, really pretty. And I feel like a little bit of her...
Kenya is gorgeous?
Yeah, I think she's really pretty.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. No. And she might be a little vain. So I don't think like, she would be like, oh, yeah, let me get the boo with the flat top.
Yeah, but we also have to remember she's 41 years old. So she's attracted to a different type of guy.
Not dude with the flat top.
I don't know.
He didn't even have.
Well,
like
clearly
a
she's attracted to guys like Apollo.
I don't think
so.
Gorgeous,
Kenya
so.
Might get her groove back. Let's put it like that.
I think Photoshop does wonders for her pictures because they look amazing.
But she's so striking.
She's
like
still
her
pretty.
Eyes
she's
are like
not striking
dark
to
with
me.
The liner and I she's got heavy brows. Striking. Like she's pretty.
She's
but
pretty. She's really pretty.
She is. Pretty.
I think she has contacts. But she's
I may
still
not
pretty.
Use the word gorgeous, but
my
she's
dog
very
is pretty. As well.
I'm gonna slap you.
I mean,
all the hate, Kenya. All right, I'm holding down for the chocolate.
Now let's
sisters.
Not let's get away from the hate. Let's give a shout out to Miss Nene Leakes for doing it.
Okay,
I gotta give her props. She was out here for LA Pride, doing the new normal. Nene's doing it. I gotta give her that.
She is
for what for from out of all the housewives, she
out of any show
is coming up.
She might
all
be
the
most
franchises.
Successful one as far
well, we
as
like
her
Bethany
own.
From New York. And,
oh, Bethany, I did forget.
You know, with, I mean, these
her.
Other girls are doing stuff, but I want to. I definitely shout out for Nene, and
yeah.
I saw her in an interview, and I forget what interview it was, and they were asking her why they think that this
was Entertainment Tonight
is so this Atlanta is so successful,
mm-hmm.
and she says because it's. Black women. It's the only show with black women, and we're doing different things.
I gotta stop.
She was on Wendy Williams.
She said first though, because I'm on it.
Oh yeah, she did say. She said
because
it's about Miss Nene Leakes.
Right.
I hey, no shade. I would have said it too. Get your life.
She did say.
No. Let's get into this party that wasn't supposed to be about Miss Nene Leakes, but was a women empowerment mixer. To my second favorite Phaedra comment. Some of these pedestrian people made their way into the women empowerment mixer.
Pedestrians.
She was looking pedestrian in that yellow dress.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I thought
that was a. I like that dress.
I actually,
you didn't
no,
think she was going
was
to the White
like
House?
Like she said, you look like you should be going to a pageant. It looked like a pageant dress.
I thought she
looked wonderful.
I love yellow.
Because a lot of times she misses like the mark when it comes to like styling herself. But I thought she looked really nice. Really well put together.
It was cute.
Kim was looking a hot ass mess at that party. No.
Well, Kim showed up with like flip-flops. Like, get your life. You could do a little wedge or something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't let Sweetie outdress you.
Wait, and where was Kenya's security for this event?
Her cousin.
He was hiding.
Her cousin Dre. He was at the crib.
Because, you know, Kim showed up with Little Miss Sweetie and was already ready to go. She showed up at 7, stayed till 8, was over it. Nene hadn't come down. Girl, this is your party. Talking about taking a wardrobe malfunction, taking 2 hours. No. Because you did this at, what event was it last season? Where she came.
At Candy's party?
Oh, no. Cynthia's. Remember, she was supposed to be hosting with Peter, and then she showed
Peter,
up.
He opened his event.
Yes,
Peter.
Yes, Peter.
Is that place closed?
Oh, you didn't catch the tea. That one closed. Then he opened a new one,
and it got closed
that
again.
Closed.
Shut down.
He just better stop trying to open up his own business because it ain't working.
Just work for Cynthia.
You should try a web business.
You said a what business?
A web
business.
Papa Smurf don't even know how to work a computer.
Right.
Don't get him started.
Anyways.
Boop.
I can't.
Sorry, I steered away.
Maybe he should do a furniture business so he can put some furniture in the Bailey agency.
He should do like Chocolate Man suits or something and just
Chocolate
give, like,
Man
old men
suits. I'm mad you said Chocolate Man suits.
Because he's like a cute little debonair chocolate man.
Isn't he he's a Jamaican, right?
Maybe they can Jamaican. Retire Uncle Ben and put him on the box.
I can't.
All right, so can
you're making him sell rice.
That's so racist.
Oh, like we have not
that's
jumped
so
that broom.
Y'all
in this
mad?
Yeah.
So Nene, comes down the elevator and bumps into Kim as Kim and Sweetie are leaving. And I gotta give a shout out to Nene again because I really like the way she handled it.
As did
Nene
I.
Ain't no punk.
But I don't even feel like she was trying to lightly throw shade at Kim in that situation. I genuinely think it was like, you know what? I haven't seen this girl in how long. I'm doing me. She looks good. You know what I mean? Like, she has her glow. Like, what's good, Kim? Can you spend 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Like, let's just chill. Like, let's just take the first step.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we've all probably been in that situation where you were friends with someone for a while, you don't see each other for a long time, and it's just like, I'm not mad at you anymore. I don't really care to have the conversation, but at this point, it's like, I mean, let's just kick it for a little bit. Let's just...
You've moved past it. And I think that if had Kim not looked at Nene in her eyes and lied to her and said that she was going to go TT and then come to the party, I think there would have mended.
Yep.
And we would have saw the dynamic duo back together again. Maybe not as strong, but, you know, it would have been at least entertaining and fun, because we all love the two of them together because they're both fun.
I would love to see them have deaded it a little bit and just have, you know, Nene go to Kim's house for coffee or something and just hear that talk.
Yeah, again.
Yes. Oh.
Because she don't have a record deal. I remember
that. Or at least see him sip a couple cocktails and have some fun, you know.
Well, she can't sip no cocktails. Kim can. Because she's
drinking sparkling water.
Right. Can we get, like, at least a couple months when you're not pregnant?
So Kim said she's going to go TT.
One after the other.
She leaves the party.
Her vagina has to hurt.
Shut up. You did not.
She's taking a step from the Kardashians.
Oh. The shade of it all.
All right. So after the party turns into Nene's, after Cynthia just takes the microphone and gives a speech, not to women in power, but to Nene and all of her success.
And how she and Nene inspires her to do better.
Right.
Did you peep that?
And then you see the little back and forth between Kenya... Candy.
Yeah, Kenya's basically making a mockery out of Cynthia the entire time that Cynthia's on stage giving a speech.
Again, Kenya brings us back to the bridesmaid moment. She always does this.
Oh,
I swear I'm watching.
This was way better than last week, though.
Right.
This was out of the damn...
I'm going to throw a party for you, and then next week I'm going to throw a party for you.
And then cut to Kenya gets on the stage. She's like, now that the clown show's over. I had to rewind on my DVR, like, what did this have a say? That's why I live for Kenya. She's ballsy, she's beautiful, and she's just... She got a little bit of cray in her.
Courtney, talk about beautiful, ballsy.
What did you do... What were you going through when you saw her do that?
I want to push that chick in the pool or whatever that was in the middle of the thing. I need her to be, like, all fabulous and then do the funny shade once we know her, when she's cool with somebody. But she's not cool with nobody yet, and she's already doing it. I'm not feeling it.
Do you think she's just trying to, like, literally just putting a foot down? Or do we think, like, this is her personality, like... She was really feeling herself, joking with Candy.
I'm sure.
Knowing it was going to come. Oh, she knew. She was like, watch me get under this bitch's skin.
I'm sure producers gassed her up.
Right? Of course they did. I don't think this is her true authentic self, like acting like this. Because, you know, she spent years out here in L.A., right? And she's been in the industry doing things. And she's worked a lot, like on black comedy shows back in the 90s. And I don't think
that was a little.
Yeah, I didn't mean it like that.
It wasn't just comedy. What was the one with Tyson Beckford, Troy?
I watched those too. Yeah. You know? So I think she was legit in her own right. And I think had she carried this attitude with her during that time when she was acting, she would not have...
I think it's easy to get away with that attitude out here in L.A.
I don't think so.
Because a lot of people are like
that. Not as a black actress.
But think about what she's done as a black actress. Right. And maybe the reason she hasn't gone farther or done more is because of her attitude.
No, girl, because she has the game on lock. She was dating men with coins. You don't have to work when you do that. Get your life.
That's true, but so was Marlo.
And I love my Marlo cameo for the season.
Oh, they said, you remember this bitch? Throwback moment. Clearly, Kenya has a vendetta against Cynthia, because then she goes up to Nene. You know, this is not, she did not, I don't think Kenya honestly cares about Nene, but was like, ooh, you think that's your best friend, girl? Watch this. Hey, girl, you know me and Cynthia, as Cynthia's walking up on the mic. Imagine she did it with
the
mic.
Can I talk to you really quick,
right,
Nene?
On the mic.
Thanks, Nene.
She had to announce it.
Right.
Cynthia comes.
She read Cynthia, but Cynthia read her back.
Cynthia did.
She said, what is this, your talking head? She was like, no, I'm not a talking head.
No, but that was horrible. She responded, no, it's a talking pretty head.
No, I'm not a talking head, but I am a talking pretty head. I got into that. That was Marie. She was like, oh, if you gonna call me a talking head, at least call me Beautimus.
Right.
Oh, no, the shade, though, was, were you before or after Vanessa Williams?
That was amazing.
That was, yo, that was,
She was so blown away by that comment. She was like, why would she say that? Everyone knows she was the first black Miss America. Miss America.
Toss his hair.
Girl, bye. You are mad and you were red for filth.
Filth.
Done.
Shade.
Done.
Doop. Punch your time card.
Right. The library has been closed. And so, yeah, that was the episode. I really enjoyed it. This party was everything tonight.
It was entertaining.
I wish I had one of those cocktails because they looked really delicious. That's all I'm saying.
Next week, girl, we'll have some fruity cocktails for us. Sponsored by Ciroc. Let's go to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Our new housewife comes next week, Miss Portia.
Yes.
Now you feel like...
I need to watch how she's going to handle this argument or this with Kenya to understand if I'm going to like her. Right now I'm not feeling her.
Really? Why?
Something she gives me is just not... I just don't... I don't know. Her face just... I don't know what it is.
Judgmental.
I know I am being very judgmental, but right now I'm not liking her.
His name is JJ, y'all.
I think, I mean, honestly, because I look at her and I kind of think she's going to be a cool housewife. She kind of reminds me of what was the first, this first season, the kind of like quiet one.
Shawnee, Deshaun. Yeah. Deshaun Snow.
I think she's going to be.
She talked like this. Shawnee, my name is Shawnee.
Kind of quiet.
You know what? Maybe I'm.
But
just,
I do like
I'm
her comment about
leaving.
Kenya.
That's probably why. So I'm kind of like.
You're salty Kim's leaving?
Yeah, because I wanted Kim to give us the old Kim and like give us that old Kim. And so, yeah, I'm kind of like.
I'm salty because Kim is a staple in this show. Come on. You
party's
have to give.
Over.
But, right.
Your party's over, Kim. Deuces. So my prediction is. That I'm gonna love Portia. She's a beautiful brown girl.
And she reads Kenya talking about where's your lotion.
Right. And Kim leaves. Bye, Kim. Tweet me.
And more of Phage's workout tape. Courtney, what do you think about Miss Portia?
I'm not that excited.
Right.
But we'll see. I mean, maybe she's gonna bring something amazing, but I was annoyed in all the clips that I saw, so she seems like she's gonna be just as annoying as Kenya is. So I don't know what their balance is gonna be, because right now I'm really bored with Phaedra and Candy.
I am clutching my pearls. You guys need to free up your minds and give Miss
I am
a
bored
chance.
With Candy.
I'm giving her a chance. I'm
I
giving
love
her
Candy.
A chance.
I'm not
Candy.
Bored with Candy.
Candy and Phaedra are not gonna bring it until what's the name start messing with Phaedra's husband. Mm.
Candy has always been boring. From when she first got on the show to present day. Get your life. And Phaedra is just, she's a...
Phaedra never bores me because her comments are just so entertaining.
I love Phaedra.
Phaedra don't even need to be on the show. She can just be like the little pop-up on the side window that just be like...
Says things.
Right.
Yeah. Like on VH1.
Yes. Have anything extra except random side eyes. It's
okay,
like,
before
okay,
we go, though.
Get that from the side.
I have a little news. I don't know if you guys heard.
Is it news or
I
gossip?
Gossip. Well, it should be a little bit of news. Big Papa was arrested in Atlanta. Did we hear about that?
Yes, last week on TMZ.
What?
But they won't release why he was arrested.
This man must have beyond wallets of money. Because
you know you got to have money if the police aren't telling TMZ why you were arrested.
Well, I just read that he had warrants and stuff, but that was it. And, yeah, the rest of the detail is not...
they're not releasing that.
Yeah, just I'll keep looking back on TMZ.
Well, you know who we'll probably know are our fans out there because they be... They be coming out with everything.
Let us know everything.
If y'all got any tea on Roja, please hit us up on iTunes. Leave us a comment on YouTube, iTunes.
Yes.
Follow us on Facebook at AfterBuzz TV, on Twitter, Instagram. Check out our photos. You can follow me on Twitter at DJ Jesse J.
You can hit me up at JustSayin08.
And you can hit me up at Mikey3000Watts.
And Courtney, where can we follow you?
At Stuart Starlet.
At Stuart Starlet. Until next week, same time, same place.
Bang, bang.
Peace.
Peace.
Hey, from Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz
you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.